This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Welcome to the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast, and it's happened again, guys. We just tried to play some innocent Minecraft on robot server, but the same problem as last week, really. We've all been sucked into robot's actual Minecraft world. It's a nightmare.
A potentially dangerous problem, but also makes for good podcast content.
It is a slightly dangerous problem, robot. It's pretty weird. I don't think anything can really prepare you for how strange it is to have an actually perfectly square head. I just can't stop feeling the squareness of it. Look how sharp the corners are on the top of my head. So we were playing Minecraft with our musical friend Katie, our robot friend Arnold Goldberger, and also the Baron of Bad Jokes, everyone's favourite terrible comedian, George. Where in this mad Minecraft world do you reckon they're going to be?
Do you want the good news or the bad news?
Oh, there's bad news. You haven't designed something weird, have you? Give me the bad news first, and I'll have the good news as pudding.
Okay, George is in, like, big trouble.
Obviously.
He's fallen into the Aero-Yog Circus.
The Aero-Yog Circus? Surely a circus is a good thing, isn't it?
No, it's an evil circus full of mobs and bad things and stuff.
Obviously, of course. Where else would George land?
But they're all retextured to look like clowns, though.
They're all retextured to look like clowns.
So that's fun.
Why is it called the Aero-Yog Circus?
Because I was enjoying an Aero yogurt while I was building it.
You're enjoying an Aero yogurt while you were building it. Okay, where's Katie?
Well, that's the good news. Katie is at Crab Rave Cove.
Crab Rave Cove, that sounds immediately loads better. And Arnold Goldberger?
Arnold Goldberger is at the Pokemon Zoo. There's loads of weapons and stuff in there.
Right, well, let's gather everyone up. Get ourselves tooled up with some weapons, storm the Aero Yog Circus, save George, and try and get out in time for I'm a Celebrity.
That sounds like a podcast to me.
Right, onward to Crab Rave Cove. Okay, big fan of the Crab Rave robot. This is a piece of work. You've done some good stuff here. There's crabs dancing everywhere. There's flashing lights. The music's pumping.
Sean, you remember that time when I missed the breakfast show with that fever?
Oh yeah, you had that bad fever.
I was actually just spending all morning making the Crab Rave song out of note blocks. Pretty cool, huh?
Well, skipping work to play Minecraft isn't really the sort of life lesson we should be teaching on the Sean and Robot podcast, but there you go. I mean, to be fair though, this place is popping for a meme that I thought had died in 2018. Can you see Katie anywhere, Robot? Right, there's Katie, Robot. I see Katie.
Hi.
Hey, Katie. How's it going?
It's good. I've been dancing for ages. It's really tiring, but super fun.
Of all the places to arrive, the Crab Rave is probably the best one. Ooh. In this mad Minecraft world that Robot's created.
I don't have as many limbs as them, but I'm really trying to do the same moves. It's quite hard.
How are you coping with the square head? This is what fazed me when I entered here. The perfectly square head is bizarre.
I like it. I mean, you know where you are with a square head, I think. I don't have to sort my hair out. That's a bonus.
Yeah, actually, for pixels, the hair's looking pretty on point, Katie.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
What else has been going down in the Crab Rave? Any particular crabs we need to watch out for?
Oh, yeah, there's Johnny Pincers over there. Oh. He's been quite aggressive with his dancing. I think he doesn't really understand personal space.
Yeah, look at Johnny Pincers. I mean, it's a good thing there's no social distancing at the Crab Rave or in Robot's Minecraft world. Otherwise, you'd be in trouble, Pincers.
Yeah, and what? Come on.
And I think it looks like a perfect place as well for a Katie performance.
Do you reckon? Oh, yeah, of course. Great idea.
I mean, we know that George is in trouble. He's in some mad circus, probably going to get overrun by the horrible creepers and stuff. But, I mean, I just think there's always time for a song. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you need your downtime so you can be productive, right?
Exactly.
Chill out, listen to a song, and then we'll do our best rescuing.
Yeah, we can't go into a battle musically malnourished, can we?
Exactly right. Yes.
Brilliant stuff. What was the song that was sent in this week, Katie?
Well, I mean, been quite relevantly, that's not a word, but, you know, on point.
There's no grammatical rules at the crab rave.
Robot Rocket Ship is the name of the song, suggested by Painful Podcast.
Yes, Painful Podcast.
Suggester. Thank you. So that's perfect, isn't it? We're already in robots. Headspace, effectively.
And now we're about to climb on his rocket ship.
Exactly. It's perfect. So I'm glad to bring my own robot to the party for once. And also, if you want to, you can spot the Korean in there. Fun times.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I'm keen to do that. So just to fill you guys in, if you've not listened to the podcast before, every week you guys suggest a song title, and then Katie, using her musical intelligence, turns it into an actual real song, which we perform every week in the podcast in whatever weird, mad scenario we seem to find ourselves in.
Yeah, and I was listening to some K-pop just before, so there's tiny influences there.
Right, I think the crabs are ready, I'm ready, robot's ready. Take to the stage, Katie. Catchy old song. Right, we're at the Pokemon Zoo now, people. We've just found Arnold Goldberger, and we're getting ready to tooled up. Robo, how did you get Pokemon in your Minecraft world, by the way?
I used the Pokemon mod.
You just used the Pokemon mod. Can we take some of those with us to go and save George?
Yeah, we could take a Gyarados, to be fair.
Yeah, a nice big Gyarados would be helpful in this situation. Hey, Arnold Goldberger, what is going on, my menacing friend?
Yo, yo, yo. This is Arnold Goldberger. Look at all these chests full of weapons.
There's loads of chests full of weapons and stuff.
Fill your boots.
Yeah, we will fill our boots. Look at this. We've got swords of all descriptions here.
Look at this cool bow and arrow.
You're going to go for the bow and arrow. Okay, robot.
I am going to have this and a sword and an axe, I think.
Was that enough weapons for you? Bow and arrows, swords and axes? Unbelievable. Any weapons catching your eye, Katie? Are you more of like a bowsmith or a swords person?
Well, I do love a sword. They're a classic, aren't they? But I think I'm actually going to go with this pencil, because you can go right through someone's eye into their brain with a pencil, whereas a sword takes a bit of technique, doesn't it?
Sure. I mean, that sounds good to me, I think. Can you use pencils as weapons in this Minecraft world, robot?
Yeah, there's a mod where you can use pencils as weapons.
Brilliant.
And felt-tip pens. But we don't have any of those here.
Oh, brilliant. Apparently there's a mod for that. So that pen...
Oh, great.
Maybe that pencil's probably OP and could be actually a secret super weapon. So...
And, you know, if I can avoid violence and just draw a nice picture, then I have that as a possibility.
That is that... Exactly. Maybe, you know, musical and artistry is a distraction. That could be good.
All right.
I'm just going to bash him with this bomby knocker, if that's all right.
Yeah.
Is that fine?
I respect that.
Okay, all looking so far so good.
Does everyone have sufficient provision?
Oh, I'm a little bit low on food, actually, Arnold.
I have some raw salmon and some watermelon.
Okay, is that enough to go around? All right, well, let's make sure we're all nice and fed. I've got a couple of apples here, actually. Right, we're tooled up. Are we all ready to go? Are we all ready to go and save George?
Let's save George.
Sounds good to me. Robot, you ready to save George?
Let's save George.
Oh, my
God.
Oh, robot.
I have done a big whoopsie there.
You have done a massive whoopsie. You've just shot Arnold Goldberger in the head with your bow and arrow.
It was an accident, though.
Yeah, I know it was an accident, but you need to be more careful. Is he dead? Oh, he's dead. He's dead. Brilliant. Again.
It's okay, he'll respawn at the crab rave.
Yeah, but that's miles away, robot. We haven't got time to go back and get him. He's going to have to just stay dead. Oh, we're going to have to play the sad robot friend music again now.
Hey there, did you know I had a robot friend? We used to laugh and play, but someone took him away. He was my 10 gigahertz old pal, my robot friend.
Many minutes, our heroes battled the mobs guarding the great circus tent of Aeroyog.
Robot, this is mad. How many more skeletons and zombies and things are we going to have to smash in?
I didn't think there would be this many mobs, to be honest.
This is ridiculous. Like,
I am too swamped to rearrange my inventory.
I literally don't care.
And I am running out of arrows.
Oh, this just gets better and better.
And salmon.
Oh, you're not running out of samurai. Get down, you little skeleton. Oh, robot, Katie's getting overrun by creeper clouds.
Can you please? This is too much. I really need some help.
Jab
right
them
now.
With your pencil, Katie.
It's not as effective as a sword.
Robot, we need to save Katie.
To be honest, it might be easier if we just left her to die.
We can't leave her to die.
No, don't leave me to die. The lens broken and the pencil. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
It will be fine. She'll respawn at the crab rave.
Oh yeah, I mean that does actually sound better. Katie, we're gonna leave you to die, but you'll respawn back at the crab rave. Is that okay? Yeah. I think her last words were "yeah, robot." So I think that's fine. Right, we're almost there. We're almost there.
With the loss of their good friend Katie still heavy in their hearts, the heroes bravely battled through the mobs to save their good friend George.
Robot, have you not got any food? I'm like on one heart of health. I'm struggling here.
No, I ate the last of the salmon.
Oh, ooh. Right, okay. So we're just coming into the circus tent of Aerogog. It's so weird in here. It's so weird. It's completely full of creepers. There's a stage, but it's completely full of creepers, but they're just sort of there making a weird chuckling noise.
It's a circus tent full of chuckling clown creepers.
What is a chuckling clown creeper when it's at home?
Yeah, so I downloaded this mod.
Oh, another mod. Okay, what's this one?
These creepers are safe as long as they keep chuckling.
Okay, good news.
If they stop laughing, they will explode.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen.
And we all die.
It looks like they're waiting for a special show. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, we are so dead.
Welcome, one and all.
It's George.
Thank you.
Look, it's George.
Coming to watch my headline act. I tell you what, I've been doing this tiny little podcast. I've probably never heard of it. Called Sean and Robot's Comedy Circuit Podcast. No, none of you didn't think so. It's very tiny. It's very small. Quite unpopular podcast, mainly because of the hosts. But I've been doing it and my jokes haven't been very well received. So I'm quite pleased to be here headlining my own show, finally getting the recognition I deserved. I thought I would tell a few jokes for you today. So let's kick things off with this one, eh? Why did the creeper cross the road to get to the other side? Nope. Nothing.
How do we fix this?
I don't think we just pray, robot, that George just magically becomes funny in the next 32 seconds.
Okay, that's fair enough. Okay, let's do another one. Let's do another one. How does Steve measure his shoe size? In square feet?
Oh my, oh gosh.
In square feet.
Robot, they're not laughing. Do we have to step in
you
here?
You guys aren't. I guess you're not comedy fans. I'm not gonna lie. I always thought Minecraft was for nerds. Anyway, you guys are clearly living up to your reputation, aren't you? Anyway.
Oh my. If this joke doesn't land, Robot, we're dead.
Let me do.
Oh, come on, please just be funny, George. Please be funny.
For you nerds. Hopefully you'll laugh this one up. Did you hear about the Minecraft movie? It's a blockbuster. Come on.
Podcast where everybody died, but luckily we all respawned at the crab rave.
We've all respawned at the crab rave, yay.
We have indeed. George, just come over here. Come over here, mate. Come over here. Try not to tell any jokes at the crab rave. We don't want us all getting blown up again.
I'm a joke-telling machine. What do you expect of me? I appreciate you guys trying to rescue me anyway. I didn't realise I signed up for Jumanji, the podcast. We're going to be going into a game every single week now. I love it.
Well, yeah, you should. That's a good line. You should have saved that for the circus then. We might have all got out alive.
Oh, well.
Big thanks to Crumpled Leaf, Geriatric Prime, Giraffe Girl, Leighton DeBoss, and all the rest of you who suggested we should go and check out Minecraft, in particular Robot's Minecraft World. Leave your suggestions for more games we should try and play on Robot's server in systems and try not to get sucked into. Or if you would like to explore more of Robot's weird Minecraft world, then let us know in the reviews or on the email, which is robot@funkidslive.com. Also send us your song suggestions for next week. Remember, every single week we turn one of your song suggestions into a real life song, courtesy of Katie, who is very much alive. She's still raving with Johnny Pincers over in the corner. So we'll make a new song for you next week. Let us know your thoughts in the reviews. Leave us 5 stars as well. And we'll see you next week or on the Fun Kids Breakfast Show. Alternatively, cheerio, subscribe, see you later. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.